What's up? This Bacon is my podcast. I'm Jimmy.
I am Mike.
And we are proud to be part of the Deluxe Edition Network. That is right, The Den.
That's right. Hashtag The Den. We are part of an awesome network with a number of fantastic podcasts, such as History I'd Like to Fuck, mm-hmm. or Hilf Podcast, Barrel Age Chicks, Barrel Age Flicks,
yeah.
Spoil My Movie, Deluxe Edition Podcast. Man, I could go on forever.
You could, but we won't, so you can go
Beard
watch.
Laws.
Go listen, go watch, check them all out now.
In
Deluxe
a pickle.
Deluxe Edition Network.
Right now, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Follow it on social medias, Deluxe Edition Network.
What's your bacon?
Hey. It's me. I'm the problem, it's me.
I don't think you're the problem. You know what the problem is? Nobody knows where to find us online. That's the problem.
Well,
they're
I think there's...
Sometimes I go to YouTube. Sometimes I want to go to Spotify. Sometimes. How do I know where I can find everything bacon?
You know what there is? There's one place that has everything, all-encompassing. It's baconismypodcast.com.
A solution!
Exactly! You ever want to listen to our music?
Yeah.
Or know where to find us on YouTube?
Yeah.
Or on Apple Music?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Yes.
Maybe grab some shirts.
Check
find
out
some
sponsor.
Find some sweet deals mm-hmm. on some sodas from drinkwildbills.com, or maybe some beard product from Mythical Beards.
Maybe you want to pick up a Poddex.
Use the promo code BACON on all of those websites and get 10% off. But if you can't remember that, just go to baconismypodcast.com, hit sponsors. You're right there.
Yeah.
Tells you everything.
Find everything about us, leave us a comment, ask us a question, and always remember to ask yourselves every single day.
What's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
When you were saying about the bracelets
yeah.
thing, I thought you were going to say we were going to put a sign up saying that these were made with 100% recycled butt plugs.
Oh.
Oh, that would have been good too.
That would have been a good one yeah. too.
Shit. All right.
Literally, probably a lot.
Yeah. yeah.
Right.
It's recycled.
yeah.
Well, no. you know, if there's a certain amount allowed in your cornflakes, there's a certain amount allowed on your wrist.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Butt plug talk is not something that we normally start the show with.
Sorry,
it's
guys.
No.
I think this is fine. I think this is good.
Is it
fine? I don't mind wading in the waters of butt plug talk.
Okay.
You can go for it.
It's okay.
They're like,
that's,
you can kiss,
right.
but please stay off the sexual territory.
Yeah, no,
like,
no butt
no.
plug talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're into it.
Bacon! Bacon is my podcast! Bacon! Bacon is my... Bacon! Bacon is my podcast! Bacon!
Well, if you're here for the butt stuff, you've come to the right place.
Is that your bacon?
because we're
here for the butt stuff.
We got that... James and Lauren from Sorta Kind of Funny what? Podcast. Den mates.
Den
with us.
Siblings. Yeah. Oh, mates. Sorry.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
excited.
We were really excited about this. It's cool to get to like collaborate with the people that are on our network. We've done a few of them. And
I'm curious, who have you guys have it on that are part of the network?
We did a show with
Dawn.
Dawn from MILF.
She's very cool.
From Hilf. Hilf, sorry. Yeah. Hilf. Which I love that show, and she was great. She was super funny
so good, super fun.
Yeah, and we did we had Spoil My Movie.
Yes.
We had
very cool.
Elle and them on. So they were a lot of fun. And then we did
the New Year's Eve thing.
We did the New Year's Eve.
A bunch of people.
Extravaganza.
Yeah.
Where the Barrel Age guys were there and In a Pickle. And yeah. So we've done a few things with them, but you guys are kind of newer. Like we're still new. We're still like newer guys.
When did y'all join? October?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
And
January.
Yeah, you guys were in January and you know, like you see new podcasts always like follow you and you're like, "Oh, okay. So I saw that you guys had a lot of the same people and I was like I had full disclosure, I had our group chat for the podcast network. I had it muted for a little while because
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's kind of a lot sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is a good sign. And then I listened to your guys' show and I was like, oh, yeah, we need to do this. We need to do this ASAP.
Thank you.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming on. This is we're looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, you guys have a fun show. It's a good time. It's good to listen to. Like you kind of were describing it before, it is like a conversation. It's just like, you know, hanging out with friends and talking. And that's what we always try and make this one kind of feel like as well. Less of like a interview show and stuff like that, and more like a, hey, we're having a chat.
Like we're not going to be the show that can. So how'd you guys meet and why'd you start the show?
Right.
It's like, well.
We met from birth, very young age. We're siblings.
Right. It was.
They go way back.
Yeah.
Way.
As far as I can remember.
Mom's uterus way back. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's well, true. Dad's balls.
Something I did want to ask.
From 0 to 2, it was she's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It was.
Yep. Yep.
Quite literally. Uh
huh. Yeah. What made you pivot, Lauren, and like going from a solo podcast to bring your brother on board?
Great question. So I knew I was gonna have James as a guest a lot, and because we always get along so well and mesh so well, and then we ended up doing an episode together and kept doing it, because I'm like, James, it's just so much more fun to do it together. And then we kept the name She's Kind of Funny, but capitalized the H, so it was like he was very Michael Jackson. We like to make that joke a lot. So it's like, she's kind of funny, parentheses, he's kind of funny as well. And then we just wanted to make it more us, so it wasn't as, because, you know, it's like you're still calling it She's Kind of Funny. So James is truly my best friend, and we have a lot of fun. So we were like, let's just make this little podcast together, change the name, and that's it. And he's the favorite. So it's good. I've accepted it.
Sometimes.
Well.
Well, she brought him on for ratings.
Depends who you're talking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
For ratings, and listens.
Yeah. Right.
It's all about popping the rating.
That's right. You always got to pop the rating.
Yeah, got to.
So I thought that was a cool story when I was kind of researching about you guys. I was like, "Oh, cool. So they're siblings. They're both former very heavily into the church." Moving on from that. So there's a lot of things that you can find about you guys where you're talking about a lot of that stuff. What are, like, is there anything that you're just like sick of answering?
No, James, I'll let you answer that one.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, not really. I feel like,
I hate my sister. So anything.
Yeah. I'm kind of sick of their like, she's single. She has three kids. She's married. Most of the time I feel like the questions we get asked are like, how do you guys do a podcast with your siblings? Yeah. Like, how do you guys get along so well?
That's what I figured was a big thing, you know?
I don't think we're sick of it.
No, not sick of it. I'm saying the questions we just get asked the most are probably that.
Sure.
The religious questions about, like, you guys are Mormons. And then, people that do know, like, about the name change are like, how did that come around? But I'm not sick of any of them. Like, personally, I like answering them. It's fun. Yeah. It's our story, you know? It's who we are.
It's interesting that people care. We're like, oh, we'll just and we're very much open book, so nothing really is like, oh, don't talk about it. Like, we're very, as you have listened or heard the promo clearly, like we're very open. And so
people are like, you talk like that to your sibling? And I'm like,
it's weird. We shouldn't.
Who doesn't talk like that to their siblings?
We've had so many
you have a different
That's one of the things people are fascinated that we're siblings and we get along, and they're like, do you guys not have boundaries? And we're like, no, we should. We don't.
We share her husband.
You know,
that's not new.
That's not no, right?
Too weird.
Tag
we
team,
were Mormons, you know?
Right?
I feel like
with like boundaries in terms of like siblings and stuff like that, you kind of know, like there's different types of boundaries and stuff like that. So like, you could talk to them about certain things, but I think there is a cutoff for certain people. And it's cool that you guys have like no filter.
Well, it seems like a lot of people that have asked you about the sibling stuff have been like, I can't believe you guys get along. I can't believe you guys don't fight. I can't believe this. And so I'll be one to say like, I get along with my brothers. I love them. I have a great time with them.
Could you have a podcast with a sibling or have them on the show? Because so many people are like, we could never. I'm like, why? Really?
Oh, absolutely. You know,
that makes me happy.
So I will say there's someone else out there.
There's more.
There's other people out there.
There's more of us, and we love to hear it because everyone's like, I could never. I'm like, really?
Yeah, that's, I heard that a lot, and I was like, I did the same thing. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many siblings do you have?
I have two brothers, two younger brothers.
Oh, I love
that. Nice.
Love that, yeah.
And they're both awesome. So it's like, cool. And they're both super funny and interesting, and they'd be super fun to talk to. And, you know, like, they'd both probably be better than me.
For sure.
My middle one, my brother Joey is probably the funniest person that I know.
Yeah.
And he's like anybody out there that's a fan of Tom Segura.
Oh yeah,
he sounds exactly Tom like Segura, my brother.
Really?
He talks like him. He has like funny. I discovered Tom Segura on Pandora. I would put on Pandora comedy when I was like driving home. I used to bartend, and so I'd drive home like late at night from that, and I'd be listening to like comedy or after shows and stuff too. I don't want to listen to music. I want to listen to something. I'm like, no music anymore.
Right.
And like a Tom Segura special kind of came on Pandora, and I literally was like, what the fuck is happening
right
now?
When did my brother create?
Yeah. Yeah.
The voice sounded like him. And I thought like, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just hearing that. I was at home for visiting home for Christmas one year, and my brother was coming in the next day, and I was watching Netflix the night before, and I was watching a Tom Segura special, and my mom came downstairs from upstairs, was like, is Joey here? Oh. Did he come?
Wow. Because
she heard it, and it's like that much. Like my mom from upstairs was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Even mom thought it was. Yeah.
It's craziness.
That is crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. That's my hilarious brother Joe. We'll get him on the show at some point.
Yeah,
we got to get him on here.
Yeah, for sure. That's you guys cool. Have other siblings, and do you bring them on the show?
Or are they funny?
Are you priming them to be on the show?
We have groomed them to be on the show. Yeah.
Yeah,
we,
that's a good word. Grooming.
That's a good one. We have two brothers, so there's four of us.
Okay.
My oldest brother, me, James, baby brother. And they've been on. We did a Halloween episode last year with all of the Norris. It's our
maiden.
Yeah. And we all dressed up for like Halloween characters. It was a lot of fun. And we had our youngest brother on a couple times prior to that. But
yeah. They
are all like, we are all very kind of different brand of humor, like different, but still when we get together, it's very loud, very funny, very one upper, but it's like, you said a joke, let me riff off that joke. And it just keeps going. And our mom's like, don't make me call the cops. And
yeah.
We're like, we.
It's UCB theater.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We treat it as like stand up. And they're like, we're just trying to eat dinner. Like,
yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
So, yeah.
Nice. What was everybody's costume for the Halloween show?
Good question. We were doing a paranormal episode, and a comedy paranormal. It was like funny ghost stories.
Mm-hmm.
I was a ghost. I was like white cheekbone, like very, it was casual. It was more like makeup with that. But James, what were you for that?
I was gonna say I was Taco from TV, but that's not who I was, because that was a different episode. I think that was Joseph. Batman.
Yes, you were Batman. Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
Joseph was a wizard. But if you guys, if you know what the Adventure Zone is, it's a podcast. There's someone named Taco, and he looked just like that character. So I assigned him. That's who he was dressed up as. Then our older brother, I think, was wearing like a scary mask.
It was a purge mask. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so. Okay. Cool. Nice.
That's a phone. Purge masks are phoned in nowadays.
They're like the scream mask. They are the scream mask.
High tech, like glowing. It was a lot. It was very cool. But we do for our Halloween episodes each week. We dress up, so it's fun.
Yeah.
I like that. Nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
We put too much effort into it. It's fun. We love Halloween.
I think you gotta.
I love our podcast.
I think you gotta.
Yeah, we
you
do.
Gotta. You gotta. Halloween. You gotta go method.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I. So like the paranormal end of it. Like we bring paranormal people on and stuff like that. So do you guys? I didn't get to listen to that episode.
Mm-hmm.
But like ghost stories and stuff like that. Is that something you guys believe in, or are you kind of more skeptic, or are you guys where are you laying on that?
Oh, I'm kind of 50-50 on that. I don't really believe in a lot of stuff like that, But I will say I did live in South America for 2 years and I saw some whack shit that I can't explain. So something exists out there. I don't know what, but I don't really believe in like, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just kind of like, ah, the universe is fucking crazy, but yeah.
Right.
What's up, buddy?
Ew. I know it's cold.
Indeed.
So you want to get the sweaters going.
No. I reject that. And I'll tell you why.
Why would you do that?
Well, you don't put gloves on furry hands, do you?
Well, no.
No, you don't. So you know what? I like to keep my beanbag clean like my palms.
Yes.
That's right.
The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is out now. It's got the skin safe technology you used to. It's got the LED light like you used to. But this one, it's got the foil blade.
Oh my god, the foil blade. It's nice for the crevasse.
Exactly. So it, hooks up your nether regions.
Goes right up the Mississippi on the one side and the Rio Grande on the other side.
Exactly. So go to manscaped.com, use the promo code BACONPOD for 20% off, plus free shipping.
Yeah, indeed.
And it's not even just for this, right?
No, it's for anything on there.
Exactly. Especially...
Our favorite.
The crop mops, the ball and butt wipes. If you see us, we always give them out.
We'll hand them to you.
Exactly.
They'll
but
be in the package. It's okay.
If you don't see us, manscaped.com, promo code BACONPOD, 20% off of those bad boys.
Free shipping.
Mm-hmm. And always remember to ask yourself...
What's your bacon? I'm getting pretty excited because it's almost time to grill.
It's always time to grill. You know why?
I know.
Because I use grillyourassoff.com. All their stuff is fucking fantastic.
Well, I will say you don't even have to grill outside, even though you do all year round. I don't all year round, but I use all their stuff inside as well.
Yes, exactly.
So I still get the flavors.
Exactly. Everything from their seasoning to their sauces to their hot sauces. And you know what? They also provide delicious snacks.
They do. We actually tried some on the show. We got some cowboy-style beef jerky right here. Their jerky is really, really good.
It's really flavorful, really delicious. And you can have your own. If you go to grillyourassoff.com.
Indeed.
If you go to grillyourassoff.com, use the promo code BACON, and you get 10% off your entire order.
Nice.
And not only... will you be helping us out, but you'll be helping out veterans and first responders.
Yeah.
Because this company is veteran owned and it's super badass and we love these guys. Almost a day one sponsor with this show.
That's true.
And we are going to support them forever. Super
cool
guys.
Check out their site. Check it out. Taste the freedom. If you don't know what you want to get, go ahead and use their product finder quiz.
Yes.
Set yourself up. Figure something out right now. Over at grillyourassoff.com.
And always remember to ask yourself,
what's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
Or what's on your bacon?
Bunker bacon bourbon barbecue sauce. Yeah. That's what's up.
We were like literally just talking about Yeti and Bigfoot and like my wife and my son just recently got into it and like the cryptids and stuff.
Yeah.
And my wife just as a joke in front of my daughter and him was just like, let's go somewhere and go Bigfoot hunting. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, cool. Let's go. And let's any wooded area that we drive past, they're like, we should go there. Let's go there.
Family
Bigfoots in there.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Oh, family Bigfoots.
Yeah.
Pretty sure
yeah.
they're not in Long Island. Although there was there was a video, one of those video shows, like the caught on camera.
Right.
There was a Long Island Bigfoot, of course.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that one too, but I think it was on Pornhub, and he was fucking the Mothman.
Like that. Yeah, Jersey Devil, I thought it was. He has a Jersey Devil in his ass.
That was a good one.
Yes.
It's hard to differentiate, what's real.
It was a good, I was doing some research, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I do my own research, trust me, it's good.
Trust me.
It's good.
Bigfoot's got a massive,
check it out.
Massive foot.
There's the only
indeed,
way.
Indeed, that's how we got the name.
Yes.
Big dick.
Not a lot of creativity went into it.
Yeah.
No.
There never is.
I actually brought up when we were talking about it. I brought up from your guys' show the Bigfoot is Cain reference that you
Here
guys
we go.
Had,
yeah.
that you guys had said, which I thought was interesting because I'd never heard that one before.
I was going to say I don't know. Do you know a lot about like Mormon stuff? Like that's usually people that are LDS that know those.
I know like a little bit. I had experience with one of my best friends was dating a girl that was mm-hmm. in the church and that lived in Utah. And so I learned a little bit through that.
Right.
And then I've done a lot of reading of different religions just because I went through a period where I was like trying to figure out where everything yeah. lands with me.
Sure.
So it's I went through a lot of that. Yeah, yeah. I think it's amazing like that. And like, I read Helter Skelter too. I got the same vibes from a lot of things.
Yeah. Yep. Weirdly enough.
But yeah, so I know little bits here and there. And then, and I got to watch Book of Mormon sitting next to a girl that had recently left the church.
Oh, I bet she was laughing so much.
She was laughing her ass off.
Yeah.
And we had a fascinating conversation during intermission where she was like, at first, she wasn't, no, we didn't. We did. That was a different
friend. Gotcha.
Different time. I've led many lives.
And yeah. we respect that.
And I love that for you.
But yeah, so little bits here and there, but definitely not enough to where I could say like, oh, I can talk about it or anything like that.
Yeah,
sure. But you know enough. Some people are clueless, you know, they just know the one nugget of like a lot of moms. That's usually the go-to. Polygamy. It's a fun one.
Right, polygamy and magic underpants.
Magic underwear. Yeah.
Mm. It makes you fly.
It should. I mean, that much money for them, you should.
It always reminded me of, what's it? Clerks 2, Pillow Pants. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, you haven't seen Clerks 2?
No. Oh.
It's worth a watch.
It's, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Have you seen Clerks?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Clerks.
Also worth a watch.
Clerks. Okay. And like Clerks too.
C-L-E-R-K-S? Like I'm a grocery clerk? Okay.
And these are like back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Fun. Indie films.
We love it.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob. Like,
cool.
That's where they originated. And that's...
Okay.
Yeah. I'll definitely go give it a watch.
Those were his first... Well, his first movie was Clerks.
Yeah.
And then went on from there. So.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right.
So James, we talked about the butt plug thing earlier.
Yes.
Where did this fascination? Well, no, obviously sitting on it.
Obviously.
Yeah.
The information.
They draw a little line on it, like how tall are you?
Yeah.
Right.
How far can I get it?
Every couple of weeks, you try and get to a different line.
Yep.
What made you start buying sex gifts for sex toys as gifts for people? So I have a funny story about a sex toy that was bought. You had the grab bag Christmas thing where you put the presents under the tree at work and everybody goes to pick one out.
Elephant thing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Somebody
got a big old dildo.
Yeah, they did.
And put it under there.
That's great. Because then you don't even know who gave it and everyone's like, this is crazy. And then one person keeps trading it. You're like, you really seem to want this gift. They're like, no, that's crazy. I'll trade for that.
Right.
Then if no one wants it, you're like, what? there's an iPod over there.
No.
Yeah, but there's also an
iPod. Wouldn't it be funny if
there.
I like wanted the dick? Ha ha, because it's gross.
Right,
like,
right. Someone's sitting there talking to himself going, I'm getting that dildo.
I'm winning.
God, I'm going to get that big, purple, naughty little boy.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What made you start doing that?
Okay, so actually it has to kind of do also with like Mormonism.
Yeah.
So
clearly.
Yeah, everything kind of does. So Mormons are supposed to, like most high-end religions, you're not supposed to have sex until you get married, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so most of my best friends from like high school, we all ended up graduating and then going the Mormon mission, you know, it was like 2 years or whatever. We all ended up then moving all to Utah around the exact same area. So I had the same group of friends that I had in high school that I do where I live now, which is not normal. Most people, you know, they go off on their own to different places. Right. So I have my group of friends that I've known almost my entire life. And then one by one, they all started getting married because that's what you do when you want to have sex. And if you want to live forever with God, clearly.
Right.
19.
And you're 19 years old. So all of them started, all my friends started getting married, and then it was kind of like the joke to give someone like a bunch of weird sex stuff, like decorate their car, and, you know, you like, you've seen like balloons, like of condoms, and then we just kept like stepping it up like further and further. We're like, okay, dead hooker. Everyone's seen like condoms on a car, but we're like, how many Mormons have come out to their wedding. Well, not if they've only married once, but like how many have gone out to someone else's car and there's like a dildo on the car hood, like it's a unicorn.
Right, right.
And we're like, okay, well, what if it was like a tentacle dildo, like from an alien or something like that? And then we just kept getting like weirder and weirder. And we all thought it was so funny because then when the next person was getting married, we're like, oh my God, like, we have to step it up.
Yeah.
We would write these horrendous notes on like card stock and then just scatter them in the car. And they're like, hopefully you find them all and that this is not your dad's car that you're borrowing, because they are horrendous. And that happens sometimes. And these are like Mormons, right? We're like, we're just saying stuff that would make like porn stars blush. And like we would draw diagrams like, oh, because you're a virgin, here's how to sex. And then my brother's an artist and he was drawing the most detailed pictures.
God.
So anyway, it got to this point where like, this is so funny and stuff, but you know, it's only once because they get married and then we don't ever do that again. So then it got to one of our friends' birthdays and I was like, hey, and I like message everyone outside of the group. I was like, we should get them like a sex toy. And they're all like, okay, this is hilarious. Right. So then we bought, I don't remember what we got the first time, but then every time again, it has just kept ramping and ramping. So the last one I gave was my little brother. I gave him a butt plug with like a furry tail. Mm-hmm. Again, we didn't tell anybody. Right. So there's like family members there, like a completely normal birthday party. And
she's like
his mother-in-law is there. And she's like,
it's a magic wand.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I get one of those. And he's like,
that's fantastic. Your family really loves you.
Yeah. So that was the most recent one. It was really funny because, again, most people aren't expecting it except for our really close friends. And they see like this long cylindrical box. They're like, okay, is it a vibrator? Like,
no. Right, right.
What is it? And it's like,
it's expensive too.
It is very expensive, which is why we split it. Like, some of those things, like the alien dick or whatever, we were at Spencer's, we're like, this is like $160, and like it lays eggs in people and shit. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you gotta get a group to go in on a dildo.
What?
Yeah. So wait, anyway,
it lays eggs.
Yeah, the what one that was.
You know how hentai works?
No, but but I mean the actual dildo does.
Yeah, it was like a Nerf
little
gun
vibrating eggs.
But what does it do? Does it come? You're trying to get back.
I'm saying it's like a Nerf gun for your ass or your gooch. I mean, depends what you're into, but you like have to preload it with stuff. And then when you can like push a button and it like shoots them in there, it's crazy. Yeah.
I just need to know about coming out. Cause I'm like, you're going to get a yeast infection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So anyway,
there's ways to get things out.
Guys, if you have one of those
diaphragm push,
eggs.
It's a singing exercise.
Yeah.
It's like birthing a child.
Let's
get
down to business and you're just pushing shit out.
Listen. I was gonna ask what is the weirdest one that you purchased, but I just say an alien one.
We haven't bought the alien one. That's up next.
Oh, okay.
I would love
that's
to.
On deck.
That's for my birthday.
That's on dick. I mean, the thing is that I don't think they're
I'll
getting
go in
used.
On it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll shoot you a Venmo request and I'll be like, this is from our friends at the Bacon Is My Podcast.
Yeah. Then they'll listen.
Yeah. So that's the next one, you know, it's just trying to ramp is just hard sometimes. A good classic purple dildo never hurts anybody. Stick it on.
Well, yeah.
The
at
wall.
Some point, you gotta go back to basics.
You gotta go back. You gotta
start
go back,
over again. You know, you're
can't
like, okay,
simple. Simple. Yeah. Just keep it simple. You know.
Yeah.
It's still shocking.
Classic pizza.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a margarita.
Yeah, sometimes
pie.
You gotta cleanse the palate with a nice, just standard dildo, no eggs.
Vibrator.
Margarita pie is equal to your standard medium
purple
dildo.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing like too big. Incher. Nothing too sharp.
Right.
You know,
right.
You don't want to get.
You gotta have a suction cup though, because doing those tricks with them is so much fun. It's like. And when it lands, it's like,
oh yeah,
so funny.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's a special
we use
kind
our
of
gifts.
Ring toss.
Yeah,
which I think is great.
Oh, absolutely.
My favorite part of this though is the messages in the car, the diagrams of how to, which at one point was written by all virgins.
All virgins.
Someone was the first one to get married, so it was just all these incorrect diagrams.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the bottle
of how to sex.
Is-
How to sec? It's like a QR code,
like,
right?
Yeah,
we're like, I don't know, Google
QR
it.
QR code, look it up. I could not tell you. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. How to sex? Yeah. It's like, hey, when you figure it out, please shoot me a text. Here's my number.
They're,
I would love to know.
Questions. They're not diagrams. It's like, will you text me?
What is clitoris? Like just like random
what
shit
is
to
vagina?
Them.
Yeah, they all need help. Boobs are cool.
So is the vagina where the penis is? Are there how many holes are there? Just like. It's just random
Do
questions.
You pee in her?
It's just an inside out penis, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
So, yeah.
Is it safe?
Is it safe? Yeah. I'm like,
does it hurt me?
Am I going to cry? Is it okay to cry?
Can I pee in her? Well, she could
is it going to feel good? Well, probably for one of you.
Yeah, for one of you for about 10 seconds.
I'm going to guarantee it's going to be one of you.
Yeah, yeah. Is it okay if she breaks the lamp over my head? Is that normal? Like, just, you know,
she
standard
my eyes.
Questions.
She called me the wrong name. Is that bad?
She put a condom on my head, like my actual head. I was like,
I couldn't breathe for 10 minutes. She said she likes it when I can't breathe. It's weird. It's
really weird. One of my favorite things.
She put her hand around my throat and went, shh.
She said, shh. It's crazy.
She tied me to the bedpost for hours.
It was crazy.
Hey, this is Casey Shearer.
And this is Ray.
Do you like pop culture?
We're pretty sure you do.
Then come on over and check us out at deluxeedition.show.
You will not be sorry. Or maybe you will be. I don't know.
What's up, fam?
Yeah.
Bacon listeners, ever wanted to help out the show? Ever wanted to know a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes here at Bacon's?
Perhaps keep these glasses a little bit fuller.
Mine's empty.
Yeah. Go over to patreon.com/baconismypodcast where you can get additional content, including tastings.
Yeah, you can get cooking shows.
You can get early ad-free shows.
That's right.
And at even the lowest tier, come participate with us every week in our discussion and drinks episode where we hang out with you, our BIM squad.
You're a part of the show. Join us, hang out, weigh in on everything that we're talking about, weigh in on everything, maybe be a part of the show.
Exactly.
It's happened.
Join the BIM squad.
Yeah.
Get your first week for free over right at patreon.com/baconismapodcast.
What's all bacon?
One of my favorite stories from this, and I don't want to harp on this too long. This is too much of a tangent.
This is perfect.
We used to play a game called Dildo Roulette. We put on the fan and let it spin. It would go flying off. Hit my friend in the face, and he had a massive black eye for like 3 months. Every time someone would ask, like, oh, what happened to your face? He'd be like, oh, you know, flying dildo every single time. And they're like,
dildo what? Accident.
Yeah. Which is the way we figured out the game, because we did it on accident. We put on the ceiling fan and he was standing underneath it and just like, and then hit him right in the face and made like the most perfect like cupping
boom,
sound.
Yeah.
As it rocketed it him in the eye. So
dildo rocket.
And we were like, oh my God, let's try that again. And we stuck it back to the ceiling fan and just kept trying to play the game.
Wow. That's fantastic.
So. I've never played
dildo roulette.
No, where do you
I've
go
played
from here?
Beer darts. Which I was told don't that is the dumbest idea ever.
Wait, you and drink and then you play darts, or is there a beer can involved?
No, so basically you can have up to like 4 to 5 people sit equidistant on a lawn chair, and it has to be a can of beer.
Good
right?
word.
Oh, I hate this.
Yeah,
good word. Equidistant.
And
yeah, that's good.
Pretend this is a beer can. Right. So you throw it. You put it in between your feet.
I played this game.
And people throw darts at it. And depending on where you hit is where you have to drink up to.
Uh-huh.
If you puncture the top, you have to drink the whole thing.
And if you puncture a foot, you're going to the hospital.
Yeah. And the more you drink, the less accurate you get.
Like I did.
Yeah.
Sure. Depending on the injury. Yeah. I mean,
I never played that before either. I did do a My Little Pony pinata full of cock rings and dildos.
Here we go.
Party, though.
Was this an adult party?
More like My Little Horny.
This was an adult party.
How many were in there?
A lot of cock rings. One dildo.
I was gonna say that could get pricey.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
It was
cock rings are pretty cheap, right?
Yeah. At a certain point, you just buy in bulk, and they're like, "Are you sure
you don't
want
purchase those?"
For... It was
those
a big
are free gifts.
It was a big party we were throwing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
my
like
brother, my oldest brother, when I first got married, gifted me a vibrating cock ring for my husband. I was like, this is intimate and fantastic. Thank you so much. It was very small. I'll say that. I'm sorry.
John's like, I can't fit this. And and our other brother, John's like, you can? That thing's massive for me. Like,
straight pinky dick.
He's like, okay, wrap it twice like I do.
God, yeah. Like, just cut off the circulation.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, though, I'm very
it flexes.
Curious.
Just wrap it around like a rubber band.
Just as many as you can.
Just
I would pay money to see the face of the person that when you were buying these dildos and cock rings, and then at the end a piñata. They're just right. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
You can't buy them at the same place.
You should.
Unfortunately.
Yes, you can. It's called Amazon.
Amazon.
Oh, no. We were at a venue where we purchased these things. Yeah. We went to a place to buy these things.
Because, like, the confusion, they're like, what? Are you going to use the dildo on the piñata?
Right.
Jamming a dildo into a piñata.
Is another kind of person. Tricky. It's got to be unwrapped because you're going to have to bend it.
Yeah, sure.
You have to break that pinata in half to get the dildo. Like that's the big prize.
That's the winner.
A lot of people get all excited for the cock rings when they fall out, but
they don't know what's
coming. Wait, because if you're underneath it when it breaks, that dildo's going to knock you the fuck out. You're like, oh, cock ring. Right to the face, and then you're playing dildo roulette without even realizing it.
Oh,
2-in-1.
I like that.
So, but I only did that once. I would love to get in on a game of dildo roulette.
Guys, when we visit New York City, this is the game. Who has a dildo?
I got one. Sex gifts the way to go.
I got one.
And we'll throw darts at feet in cans too.
Darts at dildos.
Hey, the Denny's is coming up. We just show up with a big dildo. They're like, these are siblings.
What do I do with this?
Yeah. The winner gets a dildo.
Where's the bacon is my butt?
We're like, we have
but a that way, phone. Please don't start
just
swinging.
Point at everyone. Where
you can have the fist with the bracelets, and we'll have
that's
our
right.
Yeah, we can kind fight of funny with embroidered. Yeah.
That should be a Denny Award.
Yeah.
That should be, like, if you get hit with the dildo.
Who's right? talking to Casey about this?
Yeah.
I got you.
A bacon wrapped dildo. It's ribbed for her pleasure with bacon.
They're like, what? You want to do what at this awards?
Just listen to the episode in 2 weeks.
I think we should start. Yeah. We could also start, like, if we're going to do dildo roulette, we can also, if we want to get it on TikTok, because you need shorter things for TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And you need content. Tortilla challenge that's happening.
Oh, here we go.
Just smacking
people in the face with a dildo. Yeah. Just have a mark on your face.
Fill your mouth with water.
Oh, God.
And then you're going to get cracked with a dildo.
I'll tell you what. Whoever goes first, they win.
They do.
And you show up to your 9-to-5. They're like, what's that on your face? Like, what does it look like, Tim? Go ahead. What does it look like? No. Please, you tell me what's on my face.
All right, please. Yeah. Show me the outline of the bruise.
Yeah. Are y'all going to the Denny's? Are we?
We're not. We are going to be in a foreign, distant land.
Oh, that's cool.
Of Iowa.
Iowa.
I was going to say, please say it's like a state or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
Iowa.
Coralville, Iowa.
Coralville, even.
Yeah, Coralville, even.
That's a nice name.
Never even heard of it.
It is. A lot of coral in Iowa.
Is there? A lot of water.
Yeah.
A lot of.
It's very.
But we did exotic. last time we were in Iowa, we kidnapped our Uber driver.
Yes, we did.
I'm sorry.
Which was we kidnapped and commandeered our Uber driver.
Yeah.
I love that.
Did he press charges?
No, he didn't even charge us.
He bought us drinks.
Even better. He bought.
Wow.
Wow, that's a good.
He's
that's
like,
fun.
I didn't charge us.
Yeah,
Stockholm
fantastic.
Syndrome for real. He bought.
It definitely
buys
was. It definitely was, dude. It He's definitely like, was.
We love you. Yeah.
He's like, am I in love with you?
Am I?
Yeah. He dropped us off, and he was like, you're good. You're
so
good.
This is
we're
the
like,
threesome.
What?
The threesome situation.
This is not.
Yeah,
a
the two of us and the two of us and our Uber driver.
This is actually not a threesome.
You just looked up and you're like. Who's driving the Uber? You just come to this realization, like, what the fuck?
It's just going down the freeway. It's just automatic. Wow.
We were originally going to go home from some crappy metal show and go to Papa John's and go drink whiskey in our hotel room.
That's a good night.
And he urged
didn't seem like there was anything going on.
Yeah. He urged us not to. And he brought us to a place that we originally thought was a rape den.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
In a cornfield.
You don't know. It still might have been. And he just decided that the night was going in a different direction.
Which unfortunately turned out not to be.
Right.
He decided to not.
He's like,
that
you
was not the direction.
Cool.
That...
I was going to do horrible things to you, but I'll buy you a drink.
He's
instead.
Like, no,
I can't get I can't get an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Damn it. Wow.
And then he felt bad for bringing us to this place that ended up being lame.
Was a rape den. Okay, sure.
It was, yeah, it wasn't
it
a
wasn't
real
a rape den.
Not a single rape happened, and I promised them lots of it.
Not one.
And then he brought us to another place because he was like, I have to make it up to you.
He took
because he bought us drinks.
Yeah.
Well, and then he took us to another place.
He just parked the car and realized you.
I gotta make it up to you.
First he was like, you guys, I'll wait outside. You go in and check the place out. If you don't like it, I'll bring you somewhere else.
Sure.
And we were like, no. Not at all. Like, come in with us. Like, come on in. And so we were like, we'll get you like a Red Bull or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, waiting outside.
That's so, not allowed. Yeah.
Here's a pinata. The payment's inside. Wait to open right. until you're alone. Yeah.
Here's a bat.
We're with friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all safe there with a strange Uber driver. I love this. But
ended up great. He brought us. We ended up getting down to like a college campus area.
Yeah.
He went into some club with us, club type area, which is not always our scene.
He's like, oh, this is a good time, and
right.
he and I were like, okay.
What is your age like, range of a good time?
I was like, how long are you going to take me to get a drink right now?
Yeah.
Oh, too long. Yeah.
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 But
he
Mike got him up on stage.
He was like, I was like, well, what do you want from this night? Because we can't buy you drinks.
Right.
Because he didn't drink either.
He was driving us. So.
And he was driving.
That's bad.
Like, we kept buying him drinks, and he was like, please don't make me drive. Please don't make me drive.
Right.
But then we made him drive anyways. It was a crazy night.
Yeah.
But there was this like,
we'll call you an Uber
pyramid stage. Right. It was like, I don't know how many layers there were. There were like,
it was like a lower mid, and then there was like a railing type stage area.
Yeah. And dancing. There were just like a bunch of people dancing. And then there was like, of course, some douchebag on top.
Sure, they're always on top.
Like thinking king shit, and and he's like swapping girls and you know dancing with them, and I was like, dude, what do you want from tonight? And he goes and he like looks up at the top, and I was like, all right.
Uber driver had a fantasy of being on.
Yeah,
top
he was like,
he wanted to be king shit.
I want to be there.
He's like, I want to go up there, and I was like, all right. And he was like, I'm not a crowd person. I was like, nope. I'm not either. I've been in enough pits. I can make this happen. So
you start throwing elbows.
Elbow your way.
I got my way up, and we got up to king shit. And I was like, yo, he's getting up, and he's like, no. I'm like, listen,
you're like
man.
Get down or I'll kill you and your fam.
Oh no, even better.
No, I said
he prayed on his weakness.
I was like, yo, man, this dude, he's. Having some hard times.
Yeah, he's got cancer.
His girl just left him. You know, she told him she's pregnant and left him right away. He needs a good night, man. Help him out. Help out a brother.
And he's and like, this frat dude's like, yeah, dude, I get it. It's
legit. Yeah, it's legit what he did. It's legit what he did.
I feel you, bro.
Here, take my snap back.
He got up there, and then I turned around and got the hell out of there.
Yeah, you're scared.
Went back to my drink.
We drank. We drank whiskeys, watching him dance up there, and then when he was done, he brought us back to the hotel, and
where we did have more whiskey and Papa John's.
And
what a night!
And he told us not to pay him anything.
Yep.
There you go.
He just canceled all the.
Did you rate him well?
Papa John's.
Did you give him a good score?
No, he canceled.
He canceled everything, and just
you couldn't even give him like a 5-star review.
No,
he canceled the transaction.
This is one of those most romantic, like we met, we had this amazing night together, but I can never find him. This was one of those.
Star-crossed lovers now.
Yeah.
That's right, because I can't even look that up.
Yeah, sometimes I look at the moon and I'm like, he's under the same moon.
And he's thinking of you as he does the same.
Yeah, he's out there with his imaginary child and ex-girlfriend.
Yeah,
exactly. And he's using that to get on stages all over Iowa.
He's like, that works? Holy shit.
All over central Iowa.
I hope you run into him. What if you did? What if you did?
That would be amazing.
It would be awesome. But he's
just makes sweet.
That was in Iowa City.
Yeah,
that was in Iowa City. So I don't think it's not far, but it's more towards Grand Rapids.
That's a magical experience.
It was. It really was.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's got to be the best Uber story I've ever heard.
I recommend steal your Uber driver. Kidnap him. Any chance you get.
What are you doing tonight? You trying to go clubbing? I'll tell everyone that you have a kid. They're like, what the fuck?
They're like, I got to work. I got to make money. Man.
Yeah, he was a good dude.
Yeah.
He's a great dude. You don't have any Uber stories? You don't have any good Uber stories?
Oh, yeah, I do. No, oh, James,
let's hear it.
We were in Florida in Clearwater, and we had a guy. We were going from like this conference type area hotel to just out and about. And one of the guys gets in the car and ding, ding, this is illegal. He had a cup full of liquor. And this Uber driver was really big. He was a really big guy to where you couldn't sit behind him. He was kind of, so this is giving you the picture. So one of the people gets in, my best friend, she's
like tall bodybuilder big or like
both.
Okay.
Both. Yes. In both ways. He's tall and he's large. And okay. So my friend has to scooch cause she's shorter than me. I'm 5'8". She's like 5'2". And then there's another guy next to us. So she scooches behind him. So she is like, she's in a very short skirt. She's got to kind of prop up her legs.
Just coot her out.
Me and then another guy who had a drink, which was filled with, my husband was in front. Alcohol. And it's illegal to drive with open container type things. And the guy's like,
"I want
to
drink them while you drive."
Sure.
Poison.
So they're like, "This is illegal." Or one of us was like, "No, it's juice." And he's like, "Right." Yeah. Like, he's like, "Okay, but I'm cool. I'll let it fly." So we're driving.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Pause. Okay. I'm misunderstanding. So you guys brought the open container alcohol.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have the alcohol. He's like,
yes, very different.
Drunk. Very different.
Yeah,
yes.
Very different.
So the other person has a drink. My friend is sitting here, cooter out. We look up and realize there is a video camera filming us straight crotch shot. And we're like, this man is for sure uploading this to an extra site somewhere. It was like one of the, he was really
He's
funny,
like, welcome
also,
to the bang box.
Right.
Then we see the camera and we're like, this got weird. So this is an interesting Uber driver experience for sure. So that was very interesting. It was a lot. We left and we're like, that's being uploaded as fast as he possibly can, right, or he's like zooming speak. In as this grainy video.
He's like,
but yeah,
yeah. You don't have to leave a tip. It's fine. Get out of here.
Yeah. So that was the most interesting Uber driver experience we've ever had.
Okay. He's switching to driving stick on the way home.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
So why do you have pocket lotion? Don't worry about me.
Yeah. James, what do you have?
Mine wasn't anything crazy like that. I just, when I was in New York, one of the Uber drivers that I had, he was from Ecuador, and I lived in Ecuador for 2 years. And he was only speaking Spanish. So like, it was kind of hard. Cause like, it's easy if you send them the location, you don't really need to talk. It doesn't matter if they speak English or not, but he was speaking Spanish a lot. And so I started talking to him in Spanish. And I asked him where he was from, and he said he was from Ecuador. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I've lived in Ecuador, and there's not a lot of Ecuadorians outside of Ecuador. It's a pretty small country. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, what part did you live in? And I was like, oh, I lived in a lot of different places. I lived in, like, Guayaquil. And he's like, oh, I'm from Guayaquil. And then, like, we just kept talking. And it turns out we knew a lot of the same people. It was really, really weird.
Wow.
Like,
that is
It was just,
weird.
Like, I happened to, like, be in this, like, the – it's not the city. What's it called? Like, the – I don't even know what you call this, like area of the city. Like, what is it called? Like in New York, like there's like the Bronx and there's like Manhattan. Like, what are those
boroughs.
Called?
The boroughs.
Yeah, it's like the borough. I wanted to call it the barrio. That's Spanish. But like same thing of Ecuador, of Guayaquil. And I was in his area and I knew a lot of people that
so
he knew. It was so strange.
That's
it was
crazy.
Cool. You know, we took a picture. He sent it to a bunch of people. I took some pictures and we sent it to people on Facebook. But that like at so the time weird. I was with my ex and I'm like, half having this like crazy experience / trying to translate it for her so she knows what's going on. I was like, oh, okay, like we know the same people. Mm-hmm. And then we had a picture, like there's this really big like flower statue in one of the areas that I was in, like that was built because the name of the city was the Orchidius, which is like a flower. And then he had a picture with the same flower that I had. And it was really cool. So that was the strangest interaction I've ever had in an Uber. And it was like,
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love
it.
Like,
really
what
cool.
the hell just happened?
Yeah. I love those like, those
small
moments
world.
That you run into, those small world moments. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where you're like,
and New York's the place to do it, honestly. New York is
what
the place.
What is it? Like, we're all like five people away from knowing.
Yeah.
What is it? Like the 5 points. Yeah.
Seven. Kevin Bacon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The What Is Your Bacon podcast. Yeah.
And each
the
other.
Kevin
yeah.
Bacon.
7 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Seven degrees. Kevin...
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, that's true. It's like, I think it's like five or seven or something like that. There is some number that they worked out where it's like, that they, the infamous they,
which I
worked
out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like when like see on Facebook and you're like, who are mutual friends? And you have like the most random mutual, you're like, how do you know them?
It's like, how do you know these people? Like, I know them from.
Why are you friends with them?
Yeah. Like, oh, but you're still friends with them. And you're like, why am I still friends with them?
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah.
I just had them for numbers.
Oh, for yeah. Sure. I'm trying to get my Facebook numbers up.
Yeah.
Guys, we thank you for hanging out with us for so long. Yeah. For those of you who don't know.
Yeah, holy shit. A lot of time went by.
Okay. We hung out for a little over 2 hours. We did their episode. We did our 7 questions. We did this episode. We spent a lot of time together.
And we could definitely talk a lot longer.
We could definitely talk longer.
I feel like we should just hanging out with the best friends. You know?
Being, yeah. If you guys are ever in the region of the country where we are, we'll all hang out. We'll go to New York.
Same.
To New York.
Yeah, let's do it. So before we head out, let everybody know where they can find Sorta Kinda Funny.
You want me to do it?
You got it.
Okay. So you can find us at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod on all the socials. So it's Instagram, TikTok. We do YouTube Shorts. Again, that's Sorta Kinda Funny Pod. If you want to listen to our podcast, it's just Sorta Kinda Funny. Just take off the pod part. So Sorta Kinda Funny on all the places that you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Pod, all that stuff. Check us out, guys. We really appreciate it. Thank you guys for having us on. This has been a blast.
Yes. Oh, hell, of course.
It's been so much fun. I'm definitely going to reference this episode. The problem with going on great other people's podcasts is that I want to then reference it, right? I'm like, oh, yeah, this. And then I go, and then I'm like, okay, go check out their episode, which is great. But I forget that it's not one of our episodes. I'm man, that's such a good episode. Like, I really hope people go check it out, you know? Yeah.
Right.
So,
awesome. Yeah, but I agree. We have the same thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. It's been a blast. It's been totally awesome. Yeah. And remember, everybody, after you check out Sorta Kinda Funny, and you check out more Big Is My Podcast, remember every day just to ask yourself that that one very important question. What is it that is that topping side or main course of your life? What makes your day a little bit better? What brings a little joy into the doldrums of your day? What is it?
I don't know. Do you guys remember what that question was?
What is
your bacon?
Yes!
We nailed it.
That was Sorta Kinda Funny.
Sort of, kind of.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Lauren and James were a lot of fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
And we did for a long time, too. Huh?
Yeah, I didn't even realize. Like, when you started wrapping it up, I looked up at the time and I was like, oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a while on there.
That'll happen here on this show. So
good conversations tend to run a little long, a little lengthy. And
go listen to them. If you haven't gotten enough of this, again, a reminder, go listen to their last episode, because their last episode has
we're on it.
Us. We happen to have it a little bit before us. So, yeah, go check it out. They were a lot of fun. More dildo talk.
Yeah.
And stuff. So
a lot of dildo talk.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not usually a subject that comes up on this show.
Dildos and butt plugs. Oh, my.
Yeah. All right. It's all right.
Yeah. Dildos and butt plugs and Mormons. Oh, my.
Yeah. Is that what the name of the
maybe
the episode is? I have to clear it with the board.
Right. Yeah.
So, guys, thank you so much for hanging out so long. Jimmy, where can they go to find anything they want to get?
Find all my stuff.
Podcast.
I don't care about you.
I want about a big.
Oh, I'll do bacon. Bacon first. Okay. Yeah. Baconismypodcast.com is where you can go to find all of it. Like, it's literally all there. Just go there.
Sponsors.
If you go there, there's the merch. Sponsor page. There's the merch page. There's links to the Patreon. There's links to all of our socials. Everything's there.
Yeah.
So just go there. That's the easiest thing. So just do that.
Yeah.
Where do they find your stuff?
No, now you.
Oh, now me?
Now you.
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy G's Shoes and CravenStrange.net. Go there. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Me, my own self, Mike. At Something Heavy Music on the socials. Something Heavy. On the things.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Run through those quick. You know?
That's it.
It's been 4 years.
Right.
People know where to find
We're in year four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Always, please, if you made it this far, it costs you nothing. It helps us greatly. If you give us a 5-star review, smash the like, whatever it is, whatever platform, just give us a review. If you don't like us, give us a shitty review.
Tell us why, though. Tell us why.
Comment.
Put in the effort.
Yeah.
Do the work.
Exactly. You worked this hard to get to the end of this.
Yeah. If at this point you're like, where does it get good?
Let us know.
Yeah.
And besides that, always remember to ask yourself,
where does it get good?
Where's the best? I don't know.
What's your bacon?
World peace.